Here's a song for you. We were born through the night. We were born into the sea. And together we go as one into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Kiss the wind and touch the sky. Together we will fly into the mystic. When that fog won't blow, I will be coming home. When that fog won't blow, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear it. I want to rock your gypsy soul, just like in the days of old. Together we'll go into the mystic. That fog won't blow, I'll be coming home. When that fog won't blow, I wanna hear, I don't have to feel it. I'm gonna rock your gypsy soul, like in the days of old. Together we will stroll into the mystic. Van Morrison song. Actually, greatest version I've ever heard was the Allman Brothers. The newer Allman Brothers with Warren and the kid on guitar. Just fantastic. You can imagine. But kudos to Van anyway. A legend. And he's still cooking. I don't know him personally. I've heard people talk that do know him personally. He's a bit cantankerous. Enjoys a pineapple ale now and then, as they say over in Ireland. But the man can perform. And so I just today picked up a 40-year anniversary Life magazine tribute to John Lennon. I haven't opened it yet, but saying the checkout line and all that crap, and Michael Douglas looks like he's like a ghost, and those things, it pops right out. This nice, shiny Life magazine special on John Lennon. 40 years. Where were you? Where were you? Apparently they announced it, Monday night football game. I had gone to bed. It was an interesting game. I had to work the next day, whatever. And I can remember the next morning, I was listening to radio a lot in those days. Nobody listens to radio anymore. Do they? And they were continuously playing Beatles songs, which isn't like the oddest thing in the world, but still it kind of struck me odd. And then I turned on the news and Today Show, and from there, and oh, it was weirder than any, than a president or, you know, even like Martin Luther King, a statesman of such, getting shot. I mean, the man was a musician, but, you know, who knows? I mean, some crazy that was a catcher in the rye fanatic gave a bad name to that book. I like that book. And, or, you know, hey, the government didn't like him at all. He had an agenda that didn't quite fit with Mr. Nixon's, but I suppose you could come up with all kinds of theories. The bottom line is we lost him way too young. How horrible. 40 years old, right in front of your own building, being gunned down like a mob figure. But we're not going to remember how he died, but how he lived and things he did. After the Beatles, even, you know, or especially maybe, I don't know. He, Working Class Hero is always one of my favorite songs. But anyway, I've got it right here in my hand. I haven't opened it yet. Cover picture is of him. Must have been near the beginning, clean shaven. We used to think they had long hair, mop heads, beetle wigs, and it was barely over their ears. That's crazy. But it's a lot of, oh yeah, pictures, color, stories. It's one of those coffee table books. I can remember my parents having one called The Torches Past of John Kennedy. And I think I might still have that somewhere. I'll have to check. That was a tribute hardcover book. And let's see, my oldest daughter got me a poster of the Doors and Steppenwolf in concert at the Hollywood Bowl Friday, July 5th, 1968. And maybe I can take a picture and put it on here, but I went to buy a frame for it, and it's the wrong size, so we'll take it back. I never frame anything, and I'm going to frame this because, wow, you know, that's cool. And there's a story to that. It's probably boring, but it involves, she had a poster of mine of Jim Morrison years ago and moved and lost it or something. I, you know, but anyway, it's the little story that nobody finds interesting but me and her. And so on that subject, what is the subject? Oh, I started talking music. I am playing a lot of guitar lately. I need to update my equipment. I used to play a whole lot. I started taking lessons at like 10, 11 years old. And learned all the chords and played. But I never put the effort. You know, I always wanted, of course, to be a rock star. I mean, I don't know, make a living as a musician, but I put in the effort. And I remember a guy that started right around me did put in the effort, and he went on, I mean, he's not a household name, but he went on and made a living and played all around here, now lives in Florida, playing down there still. Virtuoso. And you don't have to make it big. That's to be a virtuoso. It's all about breaks. 65, I don't think that's going to be the goal here, but I'm going to update the equipment and get a little more into it. That song you heard earlier is played on, let's face it, a piece of junk guitar, but it's something to practice on, and I'll get around to it. So, yeah, we got the Bears and Saints going here. 7-3. God, Chicago. Ooh. How they even got in. But later on, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So we'll see who survives the weekend. That will leave 6-8 teams going into the next weekend. Counting the two that didn't have to play. So we'll see how that goes. Well, not a lot more report today. Just trying to keep the heartbeat going. And maybe one of these days get a follower and a sponsor and really get into it. And it won't be just me rambling about with really no script. And it wouldn't take much for me to come up with one. I just yak all off my head. I started out with that song and took it from there. Anyway, that's the way it was January 10th, 2021. Who said that? Was that? That wasn't Walter. Wasn't that Huntley and Brinkley? One of them said that. Anybody remember that? Yeah, one of them always said that. That's the way it was. Maybe it was Walter Cronkite, but it was one of those three. And Huntley and Brinkley were never together. One was always, I guess, on one coast and one was on the other. Or one was in Nebraska and one was in Utah. I don't know, but they were never together. They were, it was kind of weird. But it worked for them for a long time. And news, well, I don't know about news is news, and fake news, well, that's for another day. I was surprised and a little saddened and pissed off that Charlie Rose got caught up in that E2 deal, because he was actually like the old style Cronkite, Huntley, Brinkley guy to me. Really, the best news is if you watch PBS, which, you know, can be painful to watch PBS. And not the news is always very, very informative, direct, nonpartisan, no commercials. I highly recommend PBS, although I don't watch it enough. So, another 3 minutes went by since I said I was going to sign off. So with that, we'll leave it for another day. Later.